Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking now for a Let's Get to Know segment with Norwalk Girls bowling coach Scott McClelland. And thanks for joining us, Scott. We'll start out with a couple bowling-related questions. Do you have a favorite house or bowling lanes around the metro area or where you've taken your teams over the years or where you like to bowl?
I was at Bowlerama for 10 years. And we just made the switch to air lanes. I don't have a preference. They're all different. You just have to adapt to them when you get there.
Now, have you watched a lot of bowling over the years? Do you have a favorite pro bowler?
I like Belmonte. I think he changed the whole aspect of bowling with two hands. I like Kyle Troop with his hair. So, yeah, I try to watch a lot of bowling and pick up different things from different people.
What's the best game you've ever bowled?
Oh, boy. We're talking many, many years ago. I've never had a 300, so I think it was like a 279 clear out on, Des Moines had so many bowling alleys, and they're all gone now. I think it was a Des Moines Bowling Center clear out on Hickman.
What's the closest you've ever come to a 300?
Well, that would be it, the 279. I have rolled 14 strikes in a row, but it was from one game to the next.
Okay. Think it's still in you? Do you still have a shot at that 300? Is it still a goal?
No, I don't bowl anymore. I was a wrestler through high school and college, and my knees, I'll tell you what, though, I got both knees replaced. I can move a lot better. I was demonstrating to the girls, throwing a hook, and, by chance I threw two strikes, and they kind of looked at me like, oh, man, this guy can bowl.
So going back, where did you grow up? What sports and activities were you involved with back in high school, and then maybe where'd you go on to college?
Yeah, I live a block from where I grew up. I grew up on the south side of Des Moines. South Army Post Road, went to McCombs, went to Lincoln, graduated in 81. Very fortunate, was the most valuable athlete at Lincoln, and did very well coaching, made the Hall of Fame for Lincoln a couple years ago. I was a football, wrestler, and track. Three sports, and then in the summertime, started training all over again. So that was my routine: football, wrestling, and track.
Okay. Have you had any other jobs over the years besides teaching and coaching?
Right out of college, I graduated from Northwest Missouri State in 1985. At that time, there were no teaching openings. It just was that time of what was going on. So I worked construction for 4 years. And then I took a job up in Northwest Iowa at Willow Community Schools in Ouachita, Iowa. And that is where I met my wife.
That's a great story. I know exactly where that is, to believe it or not.
Oh, yes. I worked there 2 years. Des Moines called me and said, hey, we got a job for you. I came back and then was at Des Moines for 30 years.
Now, I don't know if this is still the case, but I know at one time Ouachita, I believe, held the record for the coldest temperature ever in the state of Iowa.
You are correct. They have a big sign. My father-in-law lives in Ouachita, which is just 5 miles south of Quimby.
Okay. So this weather right now isn't affecting you at all?
No. Heck no. I'm out driving around looking for ducks and geese.
Right. We asked this one to about everybody we talked to. Hawkeye fan or Cyclone fan?
Cyclone all the way.
Okay. And why is that? And is there a particular memory you have from that team over the years?
It's always been with me that, my folks were Cyclone fans. I was a wrestler. Chris Taylor was big back then. So I just followed Iowa State, but I will say this, being a wrestling coach, I did a lot with Tom Brands, and he and I still stay in contact whenever we see each other. But, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I hate to say it, but I was rooting for the Cyclones.
Yeah, that was quite a duel there and the end of a streak.
Right, exactly, 19 years.
Once again, we're talking with Norwalk Girls Bowling Coach Scott McClelland on a Let's Get to Know. Tell me about your family. Do you have a wife and kids?
Yeah, I have a wife who was actually introduced to me from her mom. Her mom taught at Willow Community Schools. I'm a little older, but she was graduated when we met. We have four children. Our oldest son, he kind of followed in my footsteps. He teaches. He's at Roosevelt right now as an instructional coach. He just got the head track job at Roosevelt. My two daughters have, one daughter has one girl, six, and the other daughter has three girls, six, five, and two. And then I have, I call him a young son. He's 25. So four of us, we're still pretty tight. We get together a lot of Sundays and have dinners. So we stay in touch all the time.
Well, excellent. That sounds like a big, big family. So Christmas time, there'll be a lot of people in the house.
Oh, yeah. The grandkids get taken care of well.
I bet they do. Back onto the bowling alley. Do you have any superstitions as a bowler or a coach that you always did?
I am very superstitious. I do things the same way. I make my line-out card ahead of time. I kind of turn it in the same way. I kind of believe in if what you're wearing works, keep wearing it. So, yeah, I have a few. I kind of do things the same way. You know, I get excited, you know, when we bowl strikes, if I think it's going to be a strike, I throw my right arm up in the air. And so, yeah, I'd say I got a few.
Okay. What is the best vacation you've ever been on and what made it so great?
Oh, man, you're tough. You know, I always went to Canada with my dad and we'd go fishing, my brother. That's you know, that there's a lot of memories there. And now my wife and I do a lot of traveling, so we're planning a trip to Europe this summer. So you know, they're all good. When you can get away with important people, then they're all special.
Okay, Scott, well, the time is just flying by here. I'll get you one more question. If you could time travel, when and where would you go? Would you go back in the past or ahead in the future?
No, boy, that's a toughie. I'm going to say I'd like to go ahead in the future because I'd like to see, you know, what it's going to be like for me in 10 years. You know, I'm 62. It'd be neat to see what's happening in the next 10 to 20 years.
I think we'd all like to know kind of what things are going to look like in another 5 to 10. So,
right.
Thank you so much for your time, Scott. That's been Norwalk Girls Bowling Coach Scott McClelland on a Let's Get to Know.